is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Thanks for tuning in. Good morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. This is In Focus, and I'm Nick McNamara. And we have a great day ahead of us talking about the upcoming City Commission meeting. In studio with me is Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Hello, folks. How you doing?
Good morning, Nick.
Sunny day.
Well, thanks.
A little warm, but sunny.
Oh, and it's only going to get hotter.
Yeah.
So coming up tonight, we have our City Commission meeting, 7 p.m. in City Hall. But, of course, you should come out. But if you cannot, you can always check it out on Cox Cable Channel 3 or streamed online at the City of Manhattan. City of Manhattan's website at cityofmhk.com/TV. But before we get into all of that, I feel like it's been a couple of weeks since you've been in, so it would probably be good to get in some of the flood updates regarding those Labor Day floods in Wildcat Creek.
Sure, Nick. Thank you. It has been a while. We've been doing a lot of damage assessment, both to city infrastructure as well as to private infrastructure. And first off, I know you've been plugging this, but the Small Business Administration did offer their declaration yesterday, and so the SBA administration has opened an office in City Park at the old Park and Recreation offices at 1101 Fremont, and so there's also information online where you can make an appointment or walk in. It might be better if you check some of that out ahead of time. We also are very appreciative of all the efforts of folks that have donated to the local Manhattan Community Foundation Fund. Encourage you to continue to do that. We anticipate that the foundation, along with some of the social service agencies that have been helping with folks that have been impacted by that, look for them to make an announcement today for how folks that were affected by the flood can make application and where for those funds. And so that should be coming out later today as well. Once that does come out, we'll also be providing that information directly to folks that we're aware of and that attended the MARC and the Multi-Agency Resource Center and that have registered with the Red Cross. So that's an important aspect. So I talked about some of the damage estimates that are starting to materialize, and we're estimating about $14.5 million in damage to private structures. There's about a dozen of those properties with structures that have been damaged at 50% or more and or exceed the rate of past multiple storms. So in that aspect, we call that a look-back provision over the last 10 years. And so if there's been successive storm damage of greater than 25%, then those are additive over that 50%. So there's a few in that category. All total, about a dozen. There's about four commercial properties, as well as the rest being residential. We're also looking at our own City of Manhattan damage as far as the municipal government is concerned. And right now, we're looking at about $2.7 million in project damage that will be necessary. Parks and Rec is getting the bulk of that. Obviously, Annenberg Park took a pretty big hit. A lot of the parking lot that's right up against where the stream jumped out of its banks and flowed across. Most of that parking lot is in the Annenberg Lake, and that will need to be dredged out and redone. Also, some damage to some of the utilities there. The stream bank there has deteriorated substantially. We lost all the fencing that was there. That was really more of a protective fence. The people that were walking along that edge, that they didn't fall into the stream. We'll need to do some armoring of that stream bank. Also down on what we call the Pecan Grove on the Linear Park, which is down on the south end of the streamway, where the Wildcat makes a big 90-degree turn from south to east. There's a huge log jam with a lot of debris at that location, and that stream bank, which has been damaged before and had an armoring project, is all deteriorated and will be necessary again. That alone is about $1.5 million of the damage we've received. In Public Works, there's about five projects totaling around $700,000. There was some damage to the Scenic Drive Bridge, not in the structure itself, but in the, again, the armory and the riprap and stuff, protecting those abutments and embankments. Palisca Lane suffered some damage. We've got a couple sanitary sewer lift stations that were damaged. And we've got a 36 exposed sewer main that we've got to, didn't suffer any specific damage, so there wasn't any infiltration in that aspect of where that damage occurred, but we need to correct that and get rid of that, recover it back up and do quite a bit of work there. So that's a lot of it. There's also, you know, several other things like the whole impact zone. We'll need to clean out the sanitary sewer lines and the storm sewer lines. That are, a lot of it's packed with sediment from the storm. So there'll be a lot of that kind of work, as well as some additional debris removal and that sort of thing. So we feel pretty confident we'll meet the public assistance threshold. That'll make us eligible for some potential funding, if there's any left after the Carolinas. So obviously there's some big impact there.
Could be a stretch.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there'll be a lot of damage, and not that didn't mean anything trivial by that at all, but it's just kind of one of those realities, and it's a long process to work towards obtaining funding. And usually those are 75% federal funds, 25% local. Sometimes the state participates, sometimes they don't. So it just kind of depends. But that's kind of the update that we have for flooding.
It's a limited, there's a limited amount of funds there, and sometimes, you know, you don't make the cut, especially if there's more serious things going on. Speaking here with City Manager Ron Fear of the City of Manhattan, if you have any questions or comments, you want to call in 785-537-1350. I know you mentioned $14.5 million in private property damage. Is that, and $2.7 million in city property damage, is that comparable to, how does that like stack up against previous events?
So way more damage. I didn't get that with me, but we did get some data from the U.S. Geological Survey yesterday on some of the gauges. I know the Keats gauge, I think, is about 6 feet higher than any previous mark. The bridge at Scenic Drive was 10 feet higher than any previous mark, you know, so, you know, that at the highest point in the past, there's been maybe 2 inches of water on the bridge. There was 10 feet of water, not 10 feet of water on the bridge, but from the gauge level, it was 10 feet higher. So there were several feet of water going across the bridge. And then on the Seth Child, I think it was 11 feet above its previous mark. So substantial event, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
11 inches of plus rainfall in the valley. Most of that came in about a 6.5 hour period. So, you know, it's a time where, you know, the gauges we've installed certainly helped us get some warning out, and certainly appreciative. You know, we went from a rescue operation, the county folks in Keats, to noticing folks along the corridor that quickly switched to a helping people get out and rescue operation, as opposed to notifying people to get out.
And I know you mentioned Palisca Road, and that it needed some repairs. How's the status on that going? Has it been fully repaired at this point?
I don't think it's quite open yet. I don't know for sure. I know they've been working on it, so there was some erosion that occurred there, and they're having to rebuild that roadway and stabilize it.
And regarding the parks, Annenberg Park and the Linear Trail, I know that there was some, you were talking about the damage there. Are those back open again, or are they still closed down?
Parts of the park, I think, are open, but other parts are not. The Linear Park, too, again, I think still has some closed section. There's a lot of rutting on the park, and I think we have, you know, basically that section between South Manhattan and the fire station, or the old fire station, there at Reith and Anderson. And so that section, I'm sure, is still in rough shape.
And I saw also something regarding the smoke testing of for sewers at the Scenic Drive Bridge. Is that related to this? Is that this incident?
So there was, some of the – there's a sanitary sewer line on is actually attached to the bridge, and some of the strapping came off, and we're just making sure that there wasn't some other damage to that sanitary sewer line. It went a lot of pressure there, and so we're just making sure that if there were some penetrations to that sewer line, that this smoke test will reveal whether there was or not.
And Mayor, what are your thoughts regarding the scale of all of this damage that we've been seeing here?
I think that we're looking at some expensive repairs that we didn't plan, and we're going to have to work them in, because these are the kinds of things that we just have to fix right away. They can't be put off in the CIP for 5 years like some things we put off. So this was a crisis for our community, and we'll be responding in every way we know how. There will be some things we just have to put off that we can't afford or we can't. But I think that the staff is really resourceful in pursuing money, I guess, from other sources. If it is this public, to fix public infrastructure, or there are other funds, other ways we can apply. And I've just been amazed that we've been that fortunate. It's helped our community a lot. But this is a case where there's no question that we have to respond.
I think it's time for our first break here on In Focus. Coming up next, we might touch on a little bit of the multi-agency resource center. And there it goes. Yeah, we'll.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State.